ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Friday edition of News That You Can Use. I'm your host, Daryl Nobles. See, ladies and gentlemen, I promised a good friend that I would try and remain sort of positive on news that you can use on the podcast. And I know that in a world and in a time where we're really going through some challenges for many people, that despite my own financial challenges, only temporary, of course, that I do have more than other people, that I'm blessed with some things, so it's my responsibility to give some of that back. So on this fabulous Friday, I'm going to take just a little time, and I want you to just sit back and enjoy and indulge me with just a little listening time. I want to tell you two short stories. The first one is an excerpt that comes out of a book that, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you're thinking about something, when you're asking the Creator, Allah, whoever you wish to call that creative force, that creative energy, for inspiration and an idea, that it comes to you if you really listen. And that's why I say that you've got to turn off the television sometimes and stop that distractive force in your life so that the creative force can come to you. This short passage came from a book as I walked past in my bookshelf. The book, and it's not even a book that I bought. I think someone gave it to me, or I just happened to acquire it somewhere. Of course, I didn't take it from someone's house like most people build their libraries at. But it comes from, well, let me read the passage and then I'll tell you where the book comes from. The winding down of summer puts me in a heavy philosophical mood. I am thinking about the deep, very private, personal needs of people. Needs that, when met, give us a great sense of well-being. We don't like to talk about those things that people fear and they will not understand. But to increase our level of intimacy, I will tell you about one of mine. Chicken fried steak. If you have had any ideas about what's good, you already know. You take a piece of that stringy beef, pound the hell out of it with a kitchen sledge, dip it in egg and flour, drip it in a skillet with bacon drippings, and fry it up. Then you take it out, throw in some flour and milk and salt and pepper, and you've got some serious gravy. On the plate with the steak, you lay down peas and mashed potatoes and then dump on the gravy, some cornbread and butter and a quart of cold milk on the table. Then you take knife and fork in hand, hunker down close to the trough, lift your eyes heavenward in praise of the wonders of the Lord, and don't stop until you've mopped up the last trace of gravy with the last piece of cornbread. Disgusting, you say? But you probably ate something that stands for home and happiness that I won't approach without a Geiger counter and a bomb squad. It's okay. You eat yours, and I'll eat mine. We could do worse. Now, everybody has some secret goals in life. And I've kind of been keeping my eye out for the ultimate chicken fried steak experience. You have to look in truck stops in little country towns off the freeway. Little temples on the holy meal. Out there in the underbrush. If you're interested, this summer's search produced these results. 1 star to the Torres Bar and Grill in Weiser, Idaho. Free toothpicks, too. 2 stars to the Farewell Bend Cafe in Farewell Bend, Oregon, with special praise for a side of graveyard stew, which is milk toast, and that's another story. 2 stars to the Blue Buckets of Umatilla, Oregon. Free mints afterward. 3 stars to the Rooster Tail Truck Stop on 6th Avenue South in Seattle. The waitress used to drive a truck in Alabama, and she knows all about chicken fried steak. 5 stars to the Bouquet Tamad Owens Cafe in Payette, Idaho, where the fried chicken steak hangs over the edge of the plate and is accompanied by parsley, a spiced peach, 2 dill pickles, and a fried egg, and free toothpicks and free mints, and a map of Payette under the plate. The manager shook my hand when I left Bob Owens' cafe. The waitress gave me a kiss on the cheek. I left her a $2 tip. I don't think anybody had ever eaten the whole thing before. I could still taste it 3 days later. Now, I suppose you're wondering, why on earth am I telling you all of this? Well, I get tired of hearing it's a crummy world and that people are no damned good. What kind of talk is that? I know of a place in Payette, Idaho, where a cook and waitress and a manager put everything they've got into laying a chicken fried steak on you. The Rolling Stones are famous for their phrase about how you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you can get what you need. Well, I'm here to tell you that sometimes you can get what you want and what you need at the same time with a free toothpick and mints and a kiss for toppings. Ladies and gentlemen, this story comes from All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Uncommon Thoughts on Common Things, Robert Fulham. And the reason that I think this is very poignant right now is because many people, and I think sometimes myself included, look at what's going on in the world and ask, how in the hell is it going so damn bad? But when you read stories like this, you understand that yes, we are going through some challenges right now, but it's each of us that touch each of us through a story, through a meal, through conversation, through caring about other people, that we get what we need. Oftentimes, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think that we know what we want because we're in a culture that talks about what we're supposed to want from an outward vanity appearance. We're supposed to want to look slim. We're supposed to want to have perfect teeth, straight hair, blonde hair, whatever the case. And then when we don't get it, we're a little depressed. We feel a little embarrassed and ashamed. So I say to you, just like Robert Fulham talks about in this book, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Uncommon Thoughts on Common Things. The common things are that we can have what we want out of life when we know what we need. And sometimes that need doesn't come from us initially. Get yourself quiet. Take some time this weekend and reflect, not just on the holiday that just passed, the Thanksgiving. Because you are giving things to other people through your actions, through a smile, through a conversation, through a kind act of buying someone a meal that you know may not have one. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're going through some times, and those times will pass, but it's up to us how we deal with how those times pass for us and everyone else. And here's the final story, and this one may take a little bit of listening for you because it's coming out of a book called The Treasury of African Folklore. And this is the first time I've read this story, but as always, I ask for a story and one is picked out for me. And this one is called Lion and Wolf. Lion roared, saying, "In the world there is not another equal to me in strength, only my friend Elephant. Negola, Anina, and Red Ant of Malabia were touched in pain. They are equal to me. But the wolf, who has lurked in the thicket and gets up, moves off a great distance, says, Lion, thou loudest a lie, saying in the world there is no other equal to me. The no much man is stronger. He walks a little, says again, the hung arms are stronger. Lion looks at wolf, anger takes him, and he chases him, and he gives him up. Therefore it is that they hate each other, because lion once told a lie, but wolf, he exposed him." Now, ladies and gentlemen, I interpret this not as the lion killing the wolf because he told a lie and someone told him. It says that he exposed him. The wolf basically told the lion and put it on him. "You see, lion, you say there's no other equal to you, but I know of another." Who is equal to you, ladies and gentlemen? Not that you have to be all-powerful, but equal to you in your compassion, in your strength for change, for giving. If we believe that this holiday season is about the rebirth or the birth of the Christ child, and in other cultures it's not just about Christ, it's about the birth of a season, of a spirit inside of you. It's about, according to the calendar, the end of the year and the rebirth or the birth of a new year starting in January. Where is it that you are going to be reborn in what area of your lives? Don't let anyone tell you any lies about you can't change. Life is going to get worse. Life is going to get more challenging if we don't band together as a pride. The lies are coming from powers that are above us, and unless we turn it around and start telling our own stories of success, because we are a successful people regardless of our color, regardless of our race, we have got to band together and help each other. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Daryl Nobles. News that you can use with just a short story, two short stories on this Friday afternoon, on this fabulously fantastic Friday. So I want you to go out and help someone else, as I say, with a kind word, with a story of your own, with just a hug and maybe a kiss on the cheek. Now, I won't go and tell you to have the chicken fried steak because I haven't eaten that in quite a while, but that's a different story. Go out and do what you know you're supposed to do. Read a story that you're supposed to read that's going to inspire and turn your life around so that you can help turn someone else's life around.